So Swish didn't play that for you, huh?
He might have.
He did?
I think so.
Okay. Guest of the day here, Mix 94.7 KMCH, Crystal DeShaw, along with me, Delaware County Public Health. How are you? How are things?
Good.
Good
it's
to see
you.
Good
day, yep.
Yeah, it's not, how foggy? I have not left this studio since I walked in this morning.
Oh, it was foggy coming in, not like horrible, but...
Okay. Is it getting slippery at all?
No.
Out there? Okay, good. No. Good. Otherwise, I'd have to sleep here because I'm a nervous driver. But that's not why you're here. Let's talk a little bit about Radon Awareness Month. January recognizes Radon Awareness Month. Talk a little bit about that and why it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And as always, thanks for having me today. Every year, January is recognized as Radon Awareness Month. So radon is something that many people aren't aware of, and they really should be, especially since all of Iowa is in a red zone, indicating very high potential for elevated levels of radon gas. So what is radon? Radon is a colorless, odorless, tasteless radioactive gas that's produced from the decay of naturally occurring uranium in soil and rocks. It's kind of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is. I just went cross-eyed listening to that.
The risk with radon gas is that it moves up through the soil to the surface, entering our homes, schools, businesses, kind of comes through the cracks and the holes in the foundation where it becomes trapped. Mm-hmm. And once it's inside the building, that gas is breathed in and it can damage our lungs over time. So, and you know, radon is the leading cause of environmental lung cancer death in Iowa, with an estimated of 400 deaths per year.
Now, is this something that, all right, if you're older, you need to worry about it, or if you're, you know, like immunocompromised, is there somebody who's like at a greater risk, or is it just everybody?
Unfortunately, everyone is at risk. Anyone can have a radon problem. It doesn't matter if you have a new home or an old home, well-sealed or drafty homes, and homes with or without a basement. So anyone with extended exposure to radon gas is at risk for developing that lung cancer. And however, smokers who are also exposed to elevated levels of radon, they're especially at high risk for developing that lung cancer.
So it just seeps into the house, and it's not like, well, I'm living next to something or I burnt something in the house. It naturally just comes up through the floor.
Yep. So like I mentioned before, radon gases, they come up through the soil and then it gets pulled into a house or building where it can be extremely dangerous. It can enter through cracks and holes in our foundations, construction joints, gaps around service pipes or wires, through our basement floors, groundwater, sump pumps, private wells, and other openings such as our showers and faucets. And then the type of foundation your home or building has, it doesn't matter. You could have a basement, crawl space, even a slab, and your home could be new or old. Any of the instances, your home can have a dangerously high levels of radon.
Crystal DeShaw along with us this morning talking radon. You and I were just talking off the air. In my house, when I bought my house, there is a radon mitigation system. It's like a big old PVC pipe that just goes down from the basement all the way up to the roof. And there's a fan that just draws that air up. So I want to ask you this. How do you know if your house has radon? How do I call somebody? What do I do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage all residents and business owners to test your homes and businesses for radon. This should be done if you don't know the radon levels in your home or your business. If you're buying or selling before and after renovations, you know, then you want to retest every 2 years. So there's a couple tests. There's short-term tests that you can do yourself at home, and they take about 2 to 7 days to receive your results. Or there's long-term tests. So, for instance, right now we're doing some renovations, and I bought one at Menards over the weekend.
You'll save big money.
Yeah.
Probably 11% off.
Yeah. I don't know. But we did get one of those, and it's a short-term one. And you got to read the instructions, because I learned some things in that, too. You know, you got to have all your doors closed and 48 to 96 hours, that kind of stuff. So testing your home and business, you know, it's the only way to know what your radon levels are, and you and your family could be at risk for lung cancer from radon. So get them tested. Again, like I said, I had found mine at Menards. You could look at your local hardware stores. Also, you can order them online. There's lung.org/radon. You can also visit the epa.gov/radon or cdc.gov/radon. And another resource, too, is Iowa Department of Public Health, also known now as the Iowa Health and Human Services. But they have a hotline. I actually, you know, called it, tested it myself. And that number is 1-800-383-5992. And they are available to answer your questions and help you order a low-cost radon test kit.
Gotcha. So anything else you want to add to our proceedings this morning?
Yeah, again, just during Radon Awareness Month, we'd like to encourage you to take the steps and get your home tested for radon to help protect yourself and your family. And you can check out those websites at lung.org/radon today, or order your radon test kits, or call the Iowa Radon Hotline. Again, that number is 1-800-383-5992.
Always appreciate the time you afford us. You're a very busy person, and you still managed to come in here and put up with me for 5 minutes and 46 seconds. So,
thank you so much.
What's
for
ahead
me.
For Crystal DeShaw this week? Anything big and fun and exciting and new?
Oh, there's lots going on.
But I asked anything fun, exciting, and new.
Yes, every day is an adventure.
Good. Always good to see you. Stay warm out there, and we'll see you next time, all
Thank
right?
Thank you.
You're going to see her smiling face on our website here shortly at kmch.com.